Good morning, this is Ben and Indy presenting your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gympie Mayor Glenn Hartwick has urged residents to remain conscious of their water use, saying further restrictions are likely. Several locations across the district are already at level 3 restrictions of 180 litres per person per day. Filling pools and watering lawns is currently prohibited. Merri Valley Haulage Managing Director David Warren said there was increased demand for water to be carted to assist desperate property owners. The Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting a drier-than-average November across the state following one of the driest Octobers on record.
Labor's Brisbane Lord Mayoral candidate Tracy Price is still deciding her position on the redevelopment of the Gabba for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The stadium will be demolished and rebuilt, costing $2.7 billion taxpayer dollars and resulting in the relocation of East Brisbane State School. Last week, Greens Lord Mayoral candidate Jonathan Srirangarathan announced the Greens-controlled Brisbane City Council would withdraw its support for the Games if the rebuild continued, suggesting the money would be better spent on social housing and public transport. Ms Price has said she wants to consult with the local community before determining her position on the redevelopment.
In national news, South Australian public school teachers will strike again next Thursday after failed pay negotiations between the Australian Education Union and the South Australian government. AEU State Branch President Andrew Goll said the strike would go ahead if the government fails to improve on its offer of a 3% pay rise each year for 3 years, plus an additional one-off payment. The strike would be the second in over 2 months and coincide with Year 12 students undergoing their final exams.
Australian lawyers are concerned by a proposed 3-year freeze on corporate greenwashing litigation. Legal groups and environmental law firms have opposed a federal government proposal protecting corporations from private litigation over misleading climate claims. From July 2024, it will become mandatory for large Australian companies to outline climate-related risks in their financial disclosures. The proposed 3-year period would only allow regulators, like the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, to take action over misleading conduct. The New South Wales Bar Association is worried the temporary ban will restrict access to justice, undermining Australia's goal to reduce emissions to 43% of 2005 levels by 2030.
And in international news, the US State Department has imposed a range of diplomatic sanctions to block Russia's access to supplies aiding its invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions have been placed on international firms and people from Turkey, China, and the United Arab Emirates, alleged to have ties to Russian intelligence and military interests. The US has also frozen Russian central bank funds and imposed a price cap on Russian oil and diesel. These sanctions are the latest in a range of penalties imposed on Russian infrastructure, its officials, and its banking sector.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Can you believe we're almost at the end of another year of 4ZZZ?